broadcasting from Dallas and Philadelphia. This is another Humphrey Camardella production.
You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade. Welcome, everyone, once again to the Big Band Serenade. I'm glad that you're ready to join me for another excursion into the big band era. This is part two of our show on the brother groups, both singing and band groups. Last week, we heard some great music from the 1920s. This week, we're going to focus in on 1930s, and I've made a decision we'll have to have a part three from the 1940s and the 50s. There's just too much great music that I want to share with you. Now, the 1930s was a real big year for brother groups. There were many great groups, the Delmore Brothers, the Allen Brothers, and of course the Mill Brothers. Once again, the music varied geographically throughout the United States. One point that I forgot to bring out last week was the development of technology. Radio was coming on the scene, and as it became more popular throughout the United States, there was more great music, and the technology was wonderful because you could hear the quality of the sound develop over the years. Well, let's start our little musical excursion off today with the Rice Brothers Gang from 1939, Girls of My Dreams.
Dreams, I love you, honest I do. You are so sweet. If I could just hold your charm again in my arms, then life would be complete. Since you've been gone, dear, life don't seem the same. Please come back again. And after all said and done, there's only one girl of my dreams, it's you. I love you, honest I do. You are so sweet. If I could just hold your charm again in my arms, then life would be complete. Since you've been gone, dear, life don't seem the same. Please come back again. And after all said and done, there's only one girl of my dreams, it's you.
Well, let's go back to 1930 with the Allen Brothers, maybe next week sometime.
Baby just across the hall. Ask that gal, what about putting that other man out of my stall. She says, ha ha, not now, not now. But maybe next week sometime. Down in the barnyard the other day, heard a hen and a rooster having a row. That old rooster says to that hen, says, you've got to do it now. She says, ha, oh, says, I can't, Papa. I'm a setting hen, I can't lay no egg, not now. But maybe next week sometime. Bully of the town said to Ida Red, get over there, Ida, get out of my bed. Well, Ida says, ha-ha, says, I can't. Place is too comfortable, too cold and warm for me, not now, not now. But maybe next week sometime. You know, Columbus called on the Queen of Spain. She said, look here, big boy, you just have to wait out in the rain. He says, ha-ha, says, not now. Got my parasol. Not now. But maybe next week sometime. You know, I saw a nigger and a ghost running a race. Ghost looked up to that nigger. Big boy, what about letting me wipe his face? He said, ha ha, not now. Ha ha, not now. But maybe next week sometime. Went to see my gal out in our Arkansas town. I asked that baby if she's ready to help me roll it down. She says, ha ha, not now. Not now. But maybe next week sometime.
Another popular group of the kind of a southern styled music was the Delmore Brothers, 1933, Brown's Ferry Blues.
Got them Browns very blue.
Well, now let's listen to one of the greatest brother groups ever, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. From 1934, It's Dark on Observatory Hill.
Observatory Hill. Come on, let's pretend we're Jack and Jill. We'll stroll to the hilltop where college sweethearts go to look at the lights on the campus down below. We'll learn what astronomy is for, and we'll learn what the stars can have in store. I know in advance that the moon may mean romance when it's dark on Observatory Hill. And I'd like to recite you a poem that I wrote. It tells why I think you're wonderful. And from afar we can hear a sweet guitar while voices are harmonizing. You don't have to know arithmetic just to figure why you and I would click. My heart tells me this, your lips were meant to kiss. And it's dark on Observatory Hill.
Next is a song about Kentucky from 1936, the Monroe Brothers.
Melody.
I know that when I talk about the big band era, a lot of people just don't realize that the big band era involved so many geographical areas throughout the United States. And not just geography, socioeconomic groups throughout the United States like different kinds of music. I'm trying to give you a panorama of the music throughout the United States during this focus period that we call Big Band Era. While the Big Band Era produced groups like the Dorsey Brothers, it also produced the Shelton Brothers from 1935, Riding on a Humpback Mule.
Wouldn't marry a slim gal, I tell you what she'd do. Pull the string, the bathtub, she's liable to go through.
Riding on a humpback mule, riding on a humpback mule. The only song I can sing, riding on a humpback mule.
Went to see my gal last night, said she'd see me later. Mashed my nose all over my face, the great big sweet potato.
Riding on a humpback mule, riding on a humpback mule. The only song I can sing, riding on a humpback mule.
Mossy had a yellow gal,
yeah,
he brought her from the south. The hair so tied on top of her head, she couldn't shut her mouth. Now I took her to the blacksmith shop to have her mouth made small. She opened her mouth and doggone, why'd she swallow the shop and all?
Riding on a humpback mule, riding on a humpback mule. The only song I can sing, riding on a humpback mule.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I went to see my gal last night, I thought I was a-sneaking. Kissed her nose instead of a mouth, and the doggone thing was leaking.
Riding on a humpback mule, riding on a humpback mule. The only song I can sing, riding on a humpback mule.
Tell them all about that mule, boy. How about your jockey, huh?
Riding on a humpback mule, riding on a humpback mule. The only song I can sing, riding on a humpback mule.
Now let's compare that same period of time, 1935, different part of the country. The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with vocals by Bing Crosby, Lullaby on Broadway.
Maxie's when a Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep time until the dawn.
Good night, baby.
Good night.
Milkman's on his way.
Sleep tight, baby.
Sleep all day.
Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Listen. listen to the lullaby of old Broadway.
Been wondering, when is he going to play the Mills Brothers? Well, starting right now from 1935. Compare this, Mourning for You. A recording from 1930 by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Have a little faith in me. Thank you.
and there's a silver lining. I see it shining, and that just means success and happiness for a while come through here with the help of you, dear. Have a little faith in me.
Compare 1930 with their 1934 release of What a Difference a Day Makes, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra.
A day made 24 little hours, brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear, since you said you were mine. What a difference a day made. There's a heaven before me. Skies above can't be stormy since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss. And it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made, and the difference is you.
Brothers reign supreme as the most enduring of all the brother groups. Three decades of great music. 1938, they released Just a Kid Named Joe.
Just a kid named Joe. What his second name is, I don't know. He sells the daily papers, so I buy all my papers from a kid named Joe. Let it rain or snow, he will greet you with a bright hello. Hello, mister, here's your papers. So I buy all my papers from a kid named Joe. Joe. He keeps hustling away, hustling all day. There was work to be done and no time to play. Extra, extra, read the latest news. There's a smile on his face, that's a cure for the blues. Just a kid named Joe makes this world a better place, I know. And he sells the daily papers, so I buy all my papers from a kid named Joe.
I'm just a kid named Joe. What my second name is, I really don't know. I just sell the daily papers,
and I buy all my papers from this kid named Joe.
Let it rain or let it snow, I will greet you with a bright hello. Hello, mister, here's your papers.
And so I buy all my papers from this kid named Joe.
A kid named Joe.
You make this world a better place, I know.
I just sell the daily papers,
and I buy all of my papers from this kid named Joe.
Here's a song that just shows their wonderful singing style from 1936. The Mills Brothers, Long About Midnight.
If you don't know just what to really do, take a walk along the avenue. You'll hear the sound come floating through. Long about midnight,
long about midnight.
They close the windows and they dim the light. And how they do it, it's the strangest sight. And everything's going right. Long about midnight,
long about midnight.
Panels tickling and couples swaying, dragging their clothes as they find. They don't care how they live by day, why not leave troubles behind? They're not pretending like the hoi polloi, they really mean it, it's the real McCoy. They try to lose 1,000 pounds of joy. Long about midnight,
long about midnight.
Oh, Lord, Lord, oh, Lord, Lord, oh, Lord.
1932, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra released Someone Stole Gabriel's Horn.
Stop this meeting, gather round, put those horns down on the ground.
Quiet down now, shut off them bells.
Who's got that horn of Gabriel? Now Gabriel is mighty sore, 'cause he can't blow his horn no more. He's got to have a horn to play to make us all awaken on the judgment day.
You'll be coming, you'll be going, you'll be waiting for that blowing, but you'll all be left on judgment day, 'cause someone stole Gabriel's horn. You'll be weeping, you'll be gnashing, you'll be fighting and you'll be clashing, when the Lord steps down in front to say, someone stole Gabriel's horn. Oh, 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 Gabriel took so long to learn it. Oh, 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 won't the finder please return it? You'll be hopping like a pigeon, you'll be shouting sweet religion, but you'll all be left on judgment day, someone stole Gabriel's horn. Now I can't tell when you all play, I'll have to find some other way. If I heard that horn, I'd know the tone. Let's try each one of you alone. Gabe heard that, and I'm sure he did. He's gonna be glad his horn was hid. He's getting old and his eyes are dim, so he'll probably hire you to play for him.
Next is the Mill Brothers Novelty Quartet from 1932. I heard.
Oh, I heard. Yes, I heard. Though it wasn't told to me, I only heard. Oh, I heard. Yes, I heard. Though it wasn't buzzed to me, I only heard. Now he said that she didn't know where she got it. But he said that the law was gonna stop it. Oh, I heard. Yes, I heard. Though it wasn't told to me, I only heard.
Oh, I heard. Yes, I heard.
Tell me something.
Though it wasn't told to me, I only heard. Oh, I heard. Yes, I heard. Though it wasn't buzzed to me, I only heard.
Now what'd you hear now?
Now he said that she didn't know where she got it.
Uh-huh.
But he said that the law was going to stop it. Oh, I heard.
I understand.
Yes, I heard.
Yeah.
Though it wasn't told to me, I only heard.
Boy, you ain't heard nothing. I overheard the same conversation last night, and it wasn't told to me. I only heard.
What'd you hear, boy?
Well, you don't have to tell nobody, see, because I overheard this, and it wasn't told to me. I only heard.
Well, tell us what you heard.
Now, he said that she didn't know where to buy it. And if it ever got out again, boy, there'd be a terrible riot.
Oh, I heard. Yes, I heard. And it wasn't told to me, I only heard. All we heard. Yes, we heard. Though it wasn't told to us, we only heard. All we heard. Yes, we heard. Though it wasn't buzzed to us, we only heard. Now he said that she didn't know where she got it. But he said that the law was going to stop it. All we heard. Yes, we heard. Though it wasn't told to us, we only heard. What did I want? What did I want? What did I want? Wah, 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 wah.
Is that what you heard, boy?
One did I wow. One did I wow. One did I wow. Wow, 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 wow.
In 1933, the Mills Brothers released Fiddlin' Joe. Now, this is a great illustration of their incredible singing style. The musical instruments are all made by them. It's a wonderful song. Sit back and enjoy.
I know a scandal monger, a low down evil skirt. They call her Dirt Dishin' Daisy. Boy, how she can descend dirt. She works down in Joe's lunchroom. She waits on tables there. And while she dishes at hash out, she dishes dirt for fair. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Now when you come in for pork chops or oysters that are fried, you're gonna get more than pork chops. You'll get some dirt besides. She pans your next door neighbor and makes you think it's true. And when your neighbor comes in there, she starts in panning you. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Out there on the floor with dishes all around her. She won't dish dirt no more. Now the moral of this story, only this, my friend: if you dish dirt while you're living, they'll dish dirt on you in the end.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Up next is the great Dorsey Brothers Orchestra from 1935. I've got a feeling you're fooling.
I've got a feeling you're fooling.
I've got a notion it's make-believe. I think you're laughing right up your sleeve, fooling with me. Life is worth living while you are giving moments of paradise. You're such a standout, but how you hand out that hocus pocus from your eyes. I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling it's all a frame. It's just a well-known old army game, fooling with you.
The Dorothy Brothers were always able to attract great vocalists. This next song from 1935 was Bing Crosby teamed up with the Dorsey Brothers to release From the Top of Your Head.
You have that indefinable something. At times you're too darn good to be true. That certain please be mineable something. You're every bit of charm under the sun, rolled into one, my darling. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're beautiful. Yes, and baby, what's more, life is heavenly in your caress. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're wonderful. You are the hit of the show, you're a cameo of loveliness. Oh, what eyes you have, oh, what lips you have, oh, what lovely features. Talk about adorable creatures, say you have so many thrillables. I'm all out of syllables, from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. You're marvelous, glorious. You are simply divine. Top to tip, you're tip-top. But to top it all, you're mine. Tip of your toes, you're beautiful. Yes, and baby, what's more, life is heavenly in your caress. From the top of your head to those little three double A's, oh, sensational. You are the hit of the show, you're a cameo of loveliness. Oh, 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 what eyes you have, oh, what lips you have, oh, such friendly features. Talking about adorable creatures. Say you have so many thrillables. Say Bing fresh out of syllables. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're marvelous, glorious. You are simply divine. Oh, top to tip, you're tip-top. But to top it all, you're mine.
The 1930s were a wonderful time when you had great groups. Next week we'll go into the 1940s and the 50s. But I'm going to close this show off today with a song by the Rice Brothers from 1939. Love Light and the Starlight. I think you'll enjoy. I hope to see you again here next week on the Big Band Serenade.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.